Look into me, old man. Look deep into my eyes.
He held the crystal between them and began to rotate it in a small arc in the confined space between them. Ethan's breath was hot on Doc's face. The light caught in the facets of the crystal, and Doc could feel the colors bite into his retina, breaking up his vision into a rainbow. This man was no mere hypnotist. There were mutant abilities at work here. Doc was aware of Ethan's voice crooning to him, but the words became a jumbled mush of sound. He felt an overwhelming resentment begin to grow in his heart, a resentment against Jack. It was Jack's fault that they were in this situation. There would be no problem if it weren't for him. So Ethan wanted them to hunt the little runt down and kill him. Was that such a bad idea? Think of all the times he'd got them into trouble, him and his so-called hunting skills. More aptly, just another way of putting them in danger, the little snake.
I am going to rip your heart out, Jack! Do you hear me?
He turned away from the Baron and strained at his bonds, trying to escape them and head for the Albino teen, his face distorted into a parody of itself by rage and fury.
You are going to die, slowly and painfully.
Ethan stepped back, looking smug and satisfied.